Mardi Gras. Today will be a little bit different in that it'll just be me encouraging you. If you're listening to this and you are not Catholic, these things can apply to you as well. It's always a good time to take a moment and reflect inwardly and take stock of how we are living our lives and see what we can do better. In case you don't know what Lent is, it's the 40 days before Easter, and Sundays don't count in case you're looking at a calendar and doing the math. As Catholics, during Lent, we generally give up something or take on something. For instance, 1 year I gave up Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I did. And 1 year, instead of giving up something, I sent cards to people and expressed my appreciation for them and let them know I had prayed for them. When we give up something, anytime we want that particular thing, like in my case, a Dr. Pepper, we pause for a second and remember why we gave it up and offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. These are also things that non-Catholics can do in the 40 days leading up to Easter. It's just a good time to try and reflect on God's love for us and His Son's sacrifice for us and what we could do to recall that sacrifice each day from Ash Wednesday to Easter. I encourage you to do something different during these 40 days. Whatever it is, let it be something that brings you closer to God. In the meantime, today, enjoy yourself and have that extra piece of king cake. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Lenten season that starts tomorrow. May we use this time to grow closer to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. You matter.